From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show, Tuesday, April 9, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, is it time to pay black people for damage done by slavery? Yes, Cory Booker thinks this is the defining issue of the 2020 campaign for president. Demanding payments from millions of Americans who've never owned slaves to people who have never been slaves. Yes, that makes perfect sense. Two, the Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, thinks it's time for felons to vote, even when they're in prison. I wonder if that includes 16-year-olds in the juvie detention center. It's the next big thing for Dems to hammer on, equal voting rights for killers and rapists. Great idea. And number one, with cherry blossoms in the air, it's time for spring cleaning in Washington. And the president's on the job, rolling our DHS director Kirstjen Nielsen out, the head of the Secret Service is out, and a whole bunch of others have also been given new career opportunities. Just not there. Now, why is all of this happening? Well, a lot of it goes back to Mar-a-Lago, of course. And the Chinese national that made her way in past Secret Service security. When she was actually pointed out by a secretary that said, hey, who is that and why is she here? Well, that was the end of it, at least for the Secret Service director. Texas out. And also is Kirstjen Nielsen out. Now, the question with Kirstjen Nielsen, who's making way for Kevin McAleenan, is she out because the border's out of control, or is she out because she was the boss of the Secret Service, and that led to her removal as well? These are questions being evaluated, but this whole story with this Chinese national at Mar-a-Lago, she gets in. She gets past Secret Service security, so she's into the building, making her way through. Now, when she gets stopped, she's found to have thumb drives with malware in her pocket. When they go back to her room, they find thousands and thousands of dollars in cash, American currency. They find several other thumb drives, more malware. They also find an electronic scanner that can find hidden cameras. So what was she up to? What is her story? And according to the investigators, all she has done since she was arrested is lie and lie some more. So all of these electronic devices, thousands in cash, illegal entry into Mar-a-Lago, what was her plan? What was her scheme? Creating an international incident, breaching security. But however you look at that, the fact of the matter is this. It resulted in the removal of the Secret Service. He's gone. Randolph Tex Ailes. He's out. His boss had already been removed. That's Kirstjen Nielsen. Because the Secret Service comes under the direction of Homeland Security. Now, as you look at the numbers on the southern border, there's big problems because the numbers could reach 150,000 detainees at the border this month alone. At that pace, of course, we'd be close to 2 million illegals per year being arrested. Those are not the ones that are making their way across the border without being apprehended. These are the ones that make it across and actually get arrested. You have a complete breakdown at the southern border. This whole notion, and I want you to think about this. All of the reporters and all of the reports in print, the Washington Post, the New York Times, all across this country, accusing the president of making up the crisis at the southern border when he declared a national emergency. Oh, it's made up crisis. It's not real. Think about that. Then think about all the Democrats that said the same thing. And it wasn't just in the newspapers. It wasn't just the Democrats. It was across television, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all of them. It's a made-up crisis. It's a made-up crisis. It's not real. There's nothing going on. Nothing to see here. 150,000 illegal aliens expected to be arrested this month alone on the southern border. There's no place to put any of them. So they will be shipped out across this country on buses and dropped off in various places, including a town near you. Don't think that in the upper Midwest that you're immune to that. No, they'll come here as well. And the real problem that we face here, the bigger problem is many of those folks will stay here. And then there'll be a new amnesty program because they're brought here not of their own free will and their parents brought them here. And there'll be a new Dreamer program because that'll be next because they're laying the groundwork for that. So 10 years from now, you'll hear about a new Dreamer program. And how we just can't throw these people out because they vote Democrat, so we must have them here. and the cycle will repeat. But the problem with this cycle is not that we're having mass immigration. That is a problem. That's part of the issue. But the bigger problem is this: no assimilation. They have no interest in becoming Americans. We had huge numbers of immigrants coming between 1890, 1900, 1910, 1920. Millions emigrated to America. But they all wanted to be Americans. They didn't want to turn it into Mexico or El Salvador or Somalia. They wanted to turn it into America. They want to turn themselves into Americans because America was the place with the great promise, because it was a place of opportunity, of individual ruggedness, a chance to build your future, to have a future for yourself and your family, to create a legacy, to create a life for yourself. That's what the promise of America is. And it comes through assimilation, not through setting up El Salvador North or Somalia West. That's not how it works. It works when people fight for common beliefs and the threads that hold us together. Maybe it's language. Maybe language is the key here, because we found that bilingual education in California has failed miserably in large part. The students that were taught bilingual education have lagged behind those that were immersed in English. Let's be honest. English is the language that binds us together in America. We should focus on at least that. What brings us together? What binds us together as Americans? We need to find commonality. We need to find the common threads that hold us together, not the things that divide us. And we can't continue to subdivide us into this little group and that little group. No, we have to come together. From many, one. E pluribus unum. From many, one. If we continue down this path of diversity and fracturing who we are and identity politics, it's going to destroy the country. It really is that simple. It will destroy the country if we continue down this path to divide ourselves out into ever smaller groups, to identify those things that make us different and separate us from everyone around us. There's nothing wrong with being proud of who you are or where you came from or your culture. That's perfectly fine. We celebrate many holidays in this country. We recognize all religions. We allow people to celebrate their religion and their culture many days out of the year, any way they see fit. But we have to look at the things that bring us together as Americans, or there will be no America. We have to find the things that bring us together as a nation, as a people, as citizens of this country, or there will be no future. We cannot allow those that want to divide us in the name of diversity and other misguided ideas to tear us apart. We simply cannot allow it. We must find and strive and drive for those things that bring us together as one. And so if all of these people are going to come across the southern border illegally in a wave of humanity, we have to find ways, if they're going to be staying here, and you know many of them are, if they're going to be staying here, we need to find a way to assimilate these people and teach them the greatness of America. Why are they here? They're not here because the country they fled was so great. They came here because America is great. And we continue to make it great through assimilation. Assimilation is the key here, my friends. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about an intense moment. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.